بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد رضى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم ربي زدني علما. Last week we discussed that Sayyiduna Hudhayfa رضي الله عنه, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him to spy on the kuffar. When Sayyidina Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu reached the kuffar, then they sensed that there was a spy amongst them. And the moment they realized there was a spy, then Abu Sufyan announced and he said, "Every person quickly see who's next to you." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed Sayyiduna Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu at that moment. Now he's cornered. He says, "How do I save myself?" But spontaneous in a split of a second, immediately he hit the person to his right. He says, "Who are you?" So that person said, "Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan." So he says, "Okay." He hit the next person, "Who are you?" So he says, "I'm Amr ibn al-As." Two big kuffar next to him. So he said, "The moment I got their names," he said, "Okay, it's fine. Maybe there is a kafir sitting next to us." And he got away. Abu Sufyan immediately addressed the kuffar after this incident. He's addressing the kuffar. It's still dark, the darkness of the night. We spoke that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had given strict orders to Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu that don't do anything. Don't do anything until you bring that information to me. Don't spread the news. Just contain everything and bring it to me. So he says, "I had such a clear view to kill Abu Sufyan. I didn't kill him. I'm amongst them. But I realized Nabi Sam gave me some advice. There is wisdom in it." Abu Sufyan announced and he says, "Ya ma'ashara Quraysh, innakum wallahi laqad asbahtum bidari maqam." Listen, we are in a place. This is not our house, this is not our abode, this is not our terrain. Halakal Qura, the animals are dying. We are in really precarious times, it's difficult. We can see that the winds are so severe. Nabi Sam made dua for Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu, we spoke about that. That the severity of the cold after the dua, he never felt it. He said, "As if I'm walking in, you know, in a very warm place," and he had no fear. So Sayyiduna Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu says, "Abu Sufyan is announcing, he's telling the people, we have to go. Why? Because our tents are not standing in place. La tasbutu lana qidrun, our pots are tilted upside down. Food is lost. Our fires are not even remaining lit. The winds are blowing the fires off. Let's just go. Inni murtahil. I am leaving. Whoever wants to come, come." He was in such an urgency to leave Medina Tayyiba. Now that's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instills that fear within the kafir. Now that's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You've got allied forces. Sahaba radiallahu anhum are few in number. Kufara, huge in number. 10,000 approximately in number. And such fear was in him, in Abu Sufyan, that he jumped onto his camel or onto his horse. Generally what they would do is the camel, it has, they take one string to tie one rope. There was a tie rope on one leg. So the animal has some freedom to move around, but it cannot go very far. He says with such urgency he jumped onto his animal to try and spur it on. Someone said, "Hold on. Your animal is tied up." So he says, "Okay." So he untied it. That man is reminding him, he said, "Abu Sufyan, you're the leader. The way you're rushing and leaving, you haven't made arrangements for everyone else to leave. You're running, you're so scared, you didn't dispatch, maybe tell people how to leave, what's the method, what's the road, nothing, and you're just leaving." He says, "Oh, okay, okay." Abu Sufyan realizes, he's addressing the kuffar, he says, "Okay, this is the road, this is what we're gonna take, and we're leaving, we're going back, it's not worth us staying over here, we rather go." Amongst the Muslims, 8 Sahaba radiallahu anhum were blessed with Shahada. Now that mentality has to become our mentality. That we don't see 8 people lost their lives. If someone becomes shaheed, person is blessed. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum, 8 people were blessed with shahada. Amongst them Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu anhu. Kufar, 3 of them lost their lives. Numbers don't matter in the court of Allah. Kufar can come with allied forces also. It means nothing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Sayyidina Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu got information. He could see now he's coming, returning back to Medina Tayyibah. He passes a group of 20 people. Those 20 people are mounted on their horses and he could see they are well kitted and mounted. And he addresses them and they address him and say, Hudhayfa, where are you going? So he says, no, going back to Medina Tayyibah. Tell Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam glad tidings that he's victorious. The kuffar are going to retreat and they're going back. So he's listening to this entire message. Doesn't know who is these people, what's the message all about. Only later on to realize it were 20 angels he was talking to. So those 20 angels would tell Nabi Sallam, this is the glad tidings, there's victory for you. Kufara definitely going away. So now he wasn't 100%, meaning Kufara gonna go, but he came and he found that Nabi Sallam is performing Salah. Nabi Sam, whenever there was a difficulty, the first thing he would resort to is Salah. So Nabi Sam is performing Salah. He waited for Nabi Sam to complete his Salah. He gave the Kal Guzari. Nabi Sam said, leave it. Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu, you also should be tired. So you have a sleep. So you also nap and have a sleep. So he says, the way I slept that night, Nabi Sam had to wake me up. Hudhayfa, wake up. Time to wake up now, Hudhayfa. You see, such sweetness, I woke up to that voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if Fajr Salah is performed, Nabi Sam addressed Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So when he addressed Sahaba radiallahu anhum, he said, from today, al-an naghzuhum wala yaghzuna. From today, we are always going to be in an advantage. We will advance in combat to them. They will never come and march to Madinah Tayyibah from today. After today, kuffar will never march. We will always be going towards Makkah Mukarramah. So this was the promise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Nabi Sam recited the dua in which there is the tarbiyah of the Sahaba and us. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reciting the dua, La ilaha illallahu wahda. He is no deity, object of worship besides Allah alone. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, A'azza junda wa nasara وَنَصَرَ عَبْدَ وَهَزَمَ الْأَحْزَابَ in some narrations, or وَغَلَبَ الْأَحْزَابَ وَحْدَ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given respect and honor to his deen, to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the army of Allah. He has helped his humble servant. Listen for us. Nabi Sam is saying Allah has helped his servant. Although Nabi Sallam is victorious, he's triumphant, but he is not like a haughty tyrant and a ruler. Nabi Sam is saying, Allah helped his servant. Who defeated the allied forces? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, not attributing anything to himself. It wasn't my acumen, it wasn't my military, not my skills, not my strategy. It was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not my dua. You know, sometimes by mistake, I think so, we say it. Person say, mashallah, you got saved. Shukr, alhamdulillah, last night, you know, we're making a lot of dua for the success of it. We're making a lot of dua. Now, how do you attribute that success to dua? Alhamdulillah, dua played a part in it. But how do you see it's your duas because of that is successful? We should be careful sometimes. Sometimes, unwillingly, yes, sometimes it's with piety also, no? Not boasting, but you want to give a good message to say, no, alhamdulillah, you know, the brothers read one khatam. Or they read so much of Duru Sharif. That's why certain things happened. Everything happens with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibadat, we don't know whether it's accepted or not. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has... So Khalid, Amr ibn al-As, with 200 horsemen, were still in the vicinity. They were as cover and backup for the kuffar. Once they leave, there shouldn't be any attack from the Muslim, and then we would leave. So there were 200 horsemen. Nabi Sam saw that they were going, and eventually they left. When they had left, Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu is giving Kal Guzari. He says, you know, when I crossed and I came back to the Muslims, I started feeling cold. Why? Mission accomplished. Nabi Sam sent me for a task. As long as I was out in the path of Allah to fulfill the task, I wasn't feeling cold. I crossed the trench to come back to the Muslim ranks. Now suddenly I'm feeling cold. Now everything is coming back. So that help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was while I was out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even in Afghanistan, one youngster, Mujahid, he was about 20, 25 years old. So it was in an area, there was some distribution. So one of the brothers, they started asking few of them some of the amazing, you know, nusrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you had seen. So this one brother is saying, 24, 25 years old. So he's saying, if there's something I will never do is abandon the title of being a mujahid. If it's possible, I'll go back. He says, but why would you want to become a mujahid when there's so much of threat in it? So he says, whenever there was any mission that we had to go on, he says that one mountaintop, we had crossed it while traveling. So he says that mountaintop is always with snow, it's snow capped. So once we were in that area on that mountaintop, generally around the mountainous areas we would take refuge, and it's snowing. The tent is snow covered. So it's freezing cold inside. You can't even light a fire. But he says, as long as I am sleeping, I'm feeling cold. I've got my sleeping bag and blankets to warm myself. We have few satis in this tent, but the moment you are leaving the tent, suddenly you're opening up and you're unzipping your jar and your jazz or your jacket that you are wearing to say, it's a little bit hot on the top. But every of the satis are giving the same kalguzari. You see, when we leave the tent is hot, instead the tent is cold, they realize the more time they spend in combat, it was with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Hudhayfa radiallahu anhum is experiencing the same thing. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks and there's quite a few messages. Just one message. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ شَاقُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. The Jews were a cursed nation because they were in opposition to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah protect us. Perhaps the delay in the help and the nusrat of Allah is our opposition to the deen of Allah. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws a comparison in Surah Al-Ahzab to the hypocrites, the munafiqun and the Muslim. The believer, مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَهَدُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ. They are true to the pledge that they have taken with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the munafiq will have an excuse. No, I won't go now, later on. You know, the family waiting, there's some takaza. And there is always an excuse. We spoke about that incident. And the lesson is Sahaba radiallahu anhum made a pledge with Allah and they lived that pledge, fulfilling it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One day Sahaba radiallahu anhum is sitting and one Sahabi comes in. He asks Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, who's meant in this ayah? Min al-mu'mineena rijalun sadaqu ma'ahadu Allah alayh. Amongst the believers are men that they have fulfilled that covenant and promise with Allah. وَمِنْهُمْ مَا يَنْتَظِرُ. Some are waiting for fruition and completion of it, but they have not changed, altered in the least. Who is that referring to? So Nabi Sam is sitting, and as he's about to give the answer, Talha radiallahu anhu walks in. Nabi Sam said it was him. He's amongst the one of them. It's him. Sahabi looks, he says, Talha. Talha, what happened? Battle of Uhud. Forget about putting his armor. He put his chest in front. He says, Ya Rasulallah, I'll take the shots for you. If any arrow is to come, it must penetrate my body before it even touches you. So Nabi Sam in that already said, Aujaba Talha. Talha, Jannah wajib for you. There's nothing else for you to do. You've already a living Jannati in the dunya. Sahaba radiallahu anhum were living Jannatis in this world. Yet they were scared. They got the tickets, but they say, Nafaqa Hanzala. Sahabi is scared. Abu Bakr, the best of the creation of Allah after the Ambi alayhi musallatu wasalam, he says, I wish I was a blade of grass. I wish an animal ate me and there was no hisab. And today we know we're so happy we got iman. We're so proud about, alhamdulillah, yes, be happy. But how much of my iman is consolidated, is solid, is firm, and is something worthy to present to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So we have to come back to grassroots basics, and we have to understand that we have a pledge to fulfill with the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Eventually, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was a Wednesday, it was Zuhar time, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in the house. Sahaba, they have dropped armor also, have taken everything out and they're relaxing. It was a strenuous 15 days in some narrations, 20, 24, up to 30 days in some narrations of the Ghazwatul Khandaq, the battle of the trench. So 15 to 30 days approximately. And it was difficult times, very windy, cold, lack of food, etc. We spoke about everything. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Nabi Sam is taking, having a ghusl also in the house. And Nabi Sam has taken out his armor and is relaxed. And just then Aisha radiallahu anha says, I heard one salam outside. When I heard that salam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sprung up and he darted out of the house. So I started looking and see, where is he going? So I said, no, Dihya radiallahu anhu is here. That sahabi is making salam. So I said, okay, the sahabi is here. And Nabi Sam went, I'm peeping and I'm looking. And Nabi Sam is having some talk. And it was Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he came with a black turban, white mule, still fully clad with his armor, and covered in dust, still wiping the dust of the Mubarak face. Jibreel alayhi salam wiping the dust. He's talking to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, you took out your armor. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, we took it out. He says, okay, battle is over. He says, yeah, sahaba, everything is over. He says, oh, okay. But the angels, they haven't taken the armor. The angels are not finished with the war. We just chased till, I just came back now with the angels. We just chased the enemy till Hamra'ul Asad, which is a distance out of Madinah Tayyibah. So there's no chance of them coming back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded me to tell you, you must accompany us, we're going to Banu Qurayza. Jibreel, sahaba tired. He says, yeah, I know you're tired, that's the test. They must immediately respond. But give us a few days, like, you know, we'll come. I'm going now. Immediately Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam left with such a speed, it started rising dust. Whole of Madinah Tayyibah, you can just see dust. There's a dust cloud like covering Madinah Tayyibah. And just at that moment, Nabi Sam enters the house. Aisha radiallahu anha says, who came to visit you? So Nabi Sam said, you saw. He says, yes, I saw. Who you saw? I saw Dihya. And then what you saw? He said, no, I heard the salam. He says, Aisha, that was Jibreel. He came to tell me, Allah said, I have to go out now. Immediately, Nabi Sam puts on his armor. Bilal radiallahu anhu comes. Bilal announced to all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, man kana sami'an muti'an, fala yusalliyan al-asra illa fi bani Qurayza. If anyone hears and is ready to obey, tell him, asr salah, by asr time, Banu Qurayza, he must be there. By asr time, I'm not giving you time to make mashwara also. Immediately respond. Asr salah in Banu Qurayza, you meet me on the outskirts of Banu Qurayza. I'm going now. You'll quickly get ready. Bilal radiallahu anhu is announcing, going to the different people, making announcement. Sahaba getting ready. 3,000 sahaba, 36 horses, and then they're going to Banu Qurayza. Nabi Sam stops outside. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stops outside Banu Qurayza, then he sees Banu Najjar. He says, Banu Najjar, how you all got the news? The news couldn't have reached here. I got the news and I left. How you all got the news? You see, we met Dihya. Dihya radiallahu anhu came, he made salam with us, he told us must come, and that's how we're ready and we're waiting for you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So who was this Dihya that Banu Najjar met? This was also Jibreel alayhi salam. So Jibreel alayhi salam himself was making gush among sahaba, they didn't know. He says, quickly get ready, Nabi Sam is coming with the army. And then they met just outside Banu Qurayza. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the flag to Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu. He said, oh Ali, you hold the flag, you go ahead. And Ali radiallahu anhu turned around. He says, Ya Rasul, don't come close. I'm close to the fort. You don't come close. Okay, why don't come close? We will continue with that. But one more incident of the family of Ali radiallahu anhu. So Ali radiallahu anhu's son, Hussein. Hussein's son, Ali. So Ali ibn Hussein ibn Ali, the grandson of Ali radiallahu anhu. He was known as Sayyiduna Zainul Abidin rahimullah. Very great person. When he used to stand in the salah, the moment he said Allahu Akbar, his face used to turn pale. Immediately turned pale. So someone asked him, you're standing in front of Allah, you must be happy you got the opportunity for salah. He said, only if you knew in front of who you were standing. Then this condition will come onto you. So khair, anyway, one person came to him. And he asked him one question. This person had some reservation regarding one sahabi. He had a reservation. So the nature of the question, so Ali ibn Hussein, he understood that what he is trying to get at. So he's got some reservation of a sahabi. He asked him, excuse me brother, are you a muhajir sahabi? He says, no. Are you an ansari sahabi? He says, no. He says, well, there's only three groups in the Quran Sharif. Only three. The first group, لِلْفُقَرَاءِ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ الَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ. Either you are a muhajir who left everything for the deen of Allah. You haven't made that sacrifice, correct? He says, no. Second option is, perhaps you're an ansar. وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُ الدَّارَ وَالْإِمَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. That if someone comes knocking on your door, يُحِبُّونَ, you love him as much as you love your biological and your blood brother. And you are ready to share your assets with him. Give him half. Have you made anything close to that sacrifice? He says, no, I'm not an ansari. He says, well, the third option. وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ يَنْقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا. The third, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَالْإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَ. The third option is, you are a person who loves the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. There's no other group from the Ummah. You have no place in the Ummah. See, the doors of Muhajirin is closed. The Ansar, there's no Ansar. The only third option we all have is to love the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. So he says, listen, leave your question one side. Either you love that sahabi or you don't love him. If you love him, you're part of the ummah. You don't love him, you're not part of the ummah. So we have to be very careful. See, in this present political climate and this war, that's what's happening. We're not going to go into madahib and we're not going to talk all of that. But if there's one thing we need to keep in mind, Allah protect my iman. We go into very dangerous times. Things are like so sketchy, confusing. Politics is dirty. You'll never know the truth of it. You don't know who's who in the zoo. Okay, certain people, we know who they are. But protecting my iman is utmost important now. We have to be careful. We have to be careful and of what we believe. No matter who's fighting, we will make dua for the deen of Islam. If you're a Muslim, I'll make dua for you. And if you don't like the Sahaba, I'm sorry about that. I can't make dua for you. I can't help it. You don't love the people who are responsible for Quran and Hadith coming to you. To me, I can't do anything. لَوْ لَهُمْ لَمَا وَصَّلَ إِلَيْنَا مِنَ الدِّينِ أَصْلٌ وَلَا فَرْعٌ. Take out Sahaba, no Quran, no Hadith. So there's no deen left. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the correct understanding to be continued, inshallah.